An increasing number of skiers looking for a workout are foregoing lifts. They're sticking synthetic skins to the bottom of their skis, climbing up their favorite ski trails, and then skiing down. As Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports, the increasing uphill traffic creates safety concerns at many ski resorts.
I notice this is rectangular, so there's two dimensions on it.
At the Outdoor Gear Exchange, a Burlington, Vermont retailer that specializes in backcountry ski gear, buyer Joshua Stevens says they sell more than 1,000 pairs of climbing skins a season. Store employee Jake Evans says he uses his all the time.
Smuggler's Notch, J Peak, sometimes it's Stowe. Very often, it's what I love to do.
But both men admit not every ski resort welcomes uphill travelers, even when those skinning up are pass holders.
It really seems to run the gamut. There's some resorts, say like a Mad River, who's very encouraging to people going uphill, and their neighbor right next door, Sugarbush, has been just the opposite to the whole scene, has been very aggressively not wanting people to skin a lot of the time, particularly once the resort is open.
Joshua Stevens says for years, most resorts just looked the other way, since the few people climbing up tended to be locals who knew the mountain. But as the popularity of skinning and snowshoeing has increased, it's become harder for resorts to ignore. Stevens says more and more he's hearing about climbers being asked to leave.
What we've found, and we have been encouraging, is the resorts to try and come up with a policy. Even if the policy is, no, we don't want uphill travel, so be it. That's fine. What we would like to know is, what are the rules?
Adam Howard, editor of Backcountry Magazine, agrees.
Every single ski area in the country is going through this because of the proliferation of this kind of gear.
Telemark and hot-selling Alpine touring bindings allow heels to lift free, which makes climbing a lot easier. Howard says most resorts want to capitalize on the interest in this gear, so are creating uphill policies. But read the fine print, he says, because they're all different.
Jackson Hole, who was way ahead of the curve by opening their boundaries to national forest land to let people ski out of bounds, doesn't allow anybody to go up the hill at any time. The flip of that is Steamboat. They've got a really progressive policy.
As long as you're skinning up during off hours, Steamboat doesn't allow uphill travel when their lifts are running.
When you've got 15, 20, 30, 40 people, you know, skinning up in the dark with headlamps, with dogs, going up to the top of the mountain and hanging out for a while, when there's mountain ops activity, whether it's snowmaking, snow machining to service snow guns, and certainly grooming.
At Killington Ski Resort, all grooming and snowmaking is coordinated by operations manager Jeff Temple.
So as you can see here, is one of our grooming tractors with the big arm over the top. That's called a winch tractor. It's like a regular grooming tractor, but it has a big, long reel of cable on the back of the tractor. That allows that tractor to hook in at the top of a trail and then basically dangle down a trail like a spider.
Temple says several dozen people skin up the mountain every day, most after dark or at dawn, when these big machines are on the slopes.
Somebody coming along, a skinner, snowshoer, snowmobile, could actually go over that cable and then get lifted in the air or worse.
It's the kind of what if that every resort has to think about, considering America's passion for litigation. Jeff Temple says Killington hasn't had any accidents, but he says they have had some near misses, which is why the resort unveiled its first comprehensive uphill policy this year with designated routes and rules.
That makes sure that we're all on the same page as far as education and the do's and the don'ts, so it's successful for all involved.
He says those who already own a season pass will be asked to sign up for a season skinning pass at no charge. For those without a season pass, an uphill version will cost $20. But Temple says skinners with passes will be welcome 24/7. The U.S. Ski Mountaineering Association has uphill policies for most resorts on its website. Killington and Magic Mountain in Vermont, Sugar Bowl in California, and Aspen and Arapahoe Basin in Colorado have some of the most liberal policies. Backcountry Magazine's Adam Howard hopes more resorts will follow their leads.
We're seeing triple-digit growth in the sales of this kind of equipment year on year on year. It's the only growth sector in the sport, and regardless of what one ski area decides to do on this issue, another ski area is going to find an opportunity.
Because when planning future ski trips, he says he and a growing number of other outdoor enthusiasts will choose resorts where climbing is welcome. For Only a Game, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.